Okay. Today is Daf Pei Dalet, Ram Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Bottom line. Amar Rava. Amar Rava. Says Rava. Ule Chananya. According to Chananya from yesterday, regarding boats, right? Chananya held that a boat that could be carried, right? Even if it's full, is Mekabel Tuma, right? Tiltel Al Yedei Shvarim Shmei Tiltel. If that's the case, then carrying through oxen will also make tuma. What does that mean? Ditnan, like we learned, shalosh agalotein. There are three different types of wagons regarding tuma. What is that? Hasuya kitidra. If it's made like a seat, you know they have like in India those like wagons gzuntai, a wagon where you put you'll put a person to sit there. So the whole wagon's really one chair. What is it called? Right. Like, exactly. That's Tumei Midras. That's Thomas Midras. Thomas Midras means any item that's normally used to sit. Right? Kimita. Okay. If it's made like a bed. Thomas Mace. It's Tumei Thomas Mace. In other words, it's not a bed. It's a long, narrow wagon. So if you decide to lie down on there, somebody could come over to you and say, please get up. That's the key, whether or not something is Thomas Midras or not. Do you have the right to tell the person, can you get up? I need that thing. Nobody will ever say, get off that chair. I need that chair for something. No, the chairs are made to sit on. The first wagon is made to be a chair. It's made to be a chair. The second wagon, it's not made to be a bed. It looks like a bed shape, long and narrow. What's it made for? It's made for commerce, for merchandise. So if you decide to lie there, they'll say, get up, mister. I got to put my stuff over here. And you'll have to get up. Therefore, it's not Thomas Midras. Shalavonim, if it's made out of stone, tahor mikulam. It's completely tahor. Why is it completely tahor? Because it's not a kli. And it doesn't store anything because it has holes in it, Rashi says. But if you could put pomegranates in there, if there's some kind of base kibble, then tamei tamei mace. Then it is tamei tamei mace. Okay? What do you see? That what do you see from here? Even though a person can't move this wagon, you can't strap a man to this wagon to pull it, it's too heavy. But oxen yet. What do you see? That nevertheless, right? If it has the shear of moti rimonim, it can be makabel tuma. So just like these very large things could never be makabel tuma by yourself, but as Chananya said before, with the boat, and as we say now with the oxen, you see that the halacha could change. Then they can be makabel tuma. Okay, very good. Now the Gemara goes off on a tangent. Shalosh Tevotain. There are three types of boxes. Tosfos wonders. Look at the third Tosfos. Shalosh Tevotain. Kashalari. Dama Maisila. What's the next Gemara doing here? Why is the next Gemara going to be here? If it's because E Mishum Dihi Seifa Dahu Gimel Agalos. If it's the Seifa of the Mishnah. About the three wagons. So once we're talking about wagons, we're talking about boxes. That's Tosfos. Not even the Seifa of that Mishnah. Look at that Mishnah there, right? Im kein havele asuya hu gimel arevos shein bentayim. There are three arevos, truss, whatever the arevos, that are in the middle over there. So what's the Gemara doing? It doesn't answer it. So I don't know myself. Anyway, there are three types of boxes. Shepitzcha mitzida. Let's say the opening of the box is on its side. The opening of the box is on its side. Therefore, can you sit on top of it? Yes, you can. Right? And nobody will ever say to you, get up, I need the box. Why not? Because you can put stuff, I'm sitting on it. Me sitting on it doesn't prevent you from putting stuff in the box. Because the opening is on the side. Therefore, Tamei Midras, it's come to Tumas Midras. Milmaila, if the opening is on top, like a normal box, then Tamei Tumas Mace. It's only going to become Tamei Tumas Mace. Why? It can't become Tamei Tumas Midras, because if you're on top of the box, there's no way to sit. And even if you're going to make somehow you'll sit there, we could say to you, please get up, I need the box. And the via bemida, if it's so large, that basically, as Rashi says, this means that it's a very big box that can't even be carried by a person. That's what it means. Ve'via b'mida, then tahar b'kulam, and it's tahar. Why? Because it loses its status as a kli. You can't have a kli. The Empire State Building is not a kli. Why? It's, first of all, it's attached to the ground. But even besides that, it's too big. Okay. What?
A week late. I've got almost a glasses.
Yeah. Tanar Rabbanan. Midras kli cheres tahar. If you have a thing, if you have a kli cheres, there's no such thing as tame midras on a kli cheres. There's no such thing. You know what? Let's do that Rashi here. The Rashi of Tamei Tamas Meis. It's a big Rashi. It's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. I think we have time. Tamei Tamas Meis. Rashi says, what did we just say? We said if the box has a hole opening on top, then it's not going to become Tamei Tamas Midras. Why not? Because it's not a normal function. It's to be used as a chair. Why? Because the hole's on top. So we'll say, I need the box. I got to put my milk in this box. You can't. Right? So therefore, the Tamei Tamas Meis, it will become. Why not? It's still a kli. Right? Again, midrash is the only thing that you sit on. Says Rashi, klomer. Nasa avatuma. It'll become an avatuma. Ayede meis. Right? If a meis touches it, kishar kol ha-keil ha-ruin le-kabal tuma. Like any other keili. Sheim ha-ahil ohel ha-meis. If there's ohel. Osin nasin alehin, I'm sorry. Nasin avatuma. It'll become an avatuma. Ula inyin shar tumos. And regarding other tumos, having rishon l'tumah k'chol ha-keli, it becomes like every other keli. In other words, other keli. It's a box. The hole is on top of the box. Kizuntai. The hole is on top of the box like most normal kelim. Will it become tamei tumas medras? No. What about tumas meis? Yes. What about tumas sheretz? Also yes. All right, that's what he means by rishon. Right? Very simple. Look, I don't know if you ever see Rashi write like this. Listen to this Rashi. He says v'yesh makshim hevel. Some people ask silly, hevel. They ask nonsense. Have you seen Rashi write like this? Yesh makshim hevel al mishnah zu. People ask nonsense on the following mishnah. Hada'am Rabbi Yochanan a parak b'me'isha. Rabbi Yochanan said, not that long ago, on daf nun tes, not that long ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, af omar b'tumas meis amod v'nasim alachtenu. We can even say by tumas meis, get up, I need the item. Right? Forget Tumas Midras. Tumas Midras we know. What is Tumas Midras? Tumas Midras is you sit on something even if you don't touch it. Right? Your backside, you're sitting on a chair. The Zav or Nida sits on the chair. They make the chair Tame. Tumas Midras. What if it's something that is not normally used for a chair? Like a box? There is no Tumas Midras. Why not? Because if I could ever say to the person, please get up. I need that box. I need that item. There's no Tumas Midras. What about Tumas Meis? No one ever heard of such a concept like that. Exactly. So some people, Sarashitas, so some people, foolish people, Havalim, there's nothing inside them. They wanted to say the same thing by Tumas Meis. A dead body touches a pen. Oh, I needed that pen. I needed that pen. I had to write something. That there's no Tumas Meis on the pen? Some people wanted to say that. Says Rashi, why did they want to say that? Because Rabbi Yochanan made a statement like that. Says Rashi, "Behevel hu befihem." That's nonsense. That's hevel. It's nonsense. T'chi itmar hahi. When did Rabbi Yochanan say that? Yeah, one specific case. He said, "Linyan kli shenishbar." Then the kli broke. Va'odenu ro'oi l'malacha. But you can still use it for something, maybe. V'lo me'ein malacha rishona. But you can't use it for its original purpose. In other words, the pen broke. I can't write with it anymore. So what could I do? I don't know, I could hit my kid with it. I don't know, I could, you know. But I could maybe use it for who knows what. I could use it for a screwdriver, maybe. I can't use it for a pet, right? For Kamar of Yochanan, the tahar mitumasa rishona. It becomes tahar from its original use. The omer bo, amod v'nasa malachta rishona, v'arehu eino roi. I want to use it for a pen. I can no longer use it for a pen. It doesn't work anymore. It's broken. Avalomer shetehem yuchedet lemeis. But to say that I can't, it's not going to become Thomas Mace because I need it because I have to write a letter to somebody. There's no such thing like that in Klai Yisrael. You ever hear Rashi write like this? It's interesting, so interesting. On such a minutia. And then Rashi goes on to say that there's no such thing like that. Okay, interesting. Okay. neck.
It's not a fundamental kasha.
Exactly, it's not a fundamental rule of Judaism. Yeah. Okay, I guess it bothered him. I was wondering, like, who are these people he's talking about? So I was going back. I thought maybe it's, you know, this Solomon Gaonim. It was. I didn't see who it was. Okay.
The
Oilam. The Oilam, right. Anyway, Tanur Rabbanan. Midrash Klicheres Tahar. There's no such thing as a midrash by Klicheres. That means, if you have a box made out of Klicheres, it still won't be Thomas Midrash. There's no such thing as midrash by Klicheres. No such thing. Why not? Rabbi Yossi Omer Af Hasvina. Also a boat.
Made of Klicheres.
What? We don't know what it... What Rabbi Yossi just said doesn't make... And also a boat. Amayka Omar. What did Rabbi Yossi mean to say by that? Omer of Zvid. Hachika Omar. Here's what he meant to say. It's interesting over here. I saw the Shla says, what's the difference between Hachika Omar and Chesure Mechzera? So the difference is obvious. Chesure Mechzera, we add words. Hachika Omar, we don't add any words. We're just going to read... We're going to make it fit with how we want it to fit without adding any words. Right, Rabbi Yossi said something very cryptic. Right, the Tanakhama said that there's no such thing as Tumas Midras by Klicheres. Also by a boat. What did he mean, also by a boat? So, Hachikamar, Midras Klicheres Tahar. There's no such thing as Midras by Klicheres. Right, no such thing. Naga Tamai. But there is Tumas Naga by Klicheres. You could touch a Klicheres and make a Tamai. No question about that. Usvina Kel Shelcheres. But a boat of Klicheres is Tameya, can become Tamei, ki Chananya, like Chananya. That's yesterday. I told the Tanakama. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afa Svina Tahora, Kitana Didon. Even a Svina remains Tahor, like our Mishnah. Okay? Masked floor of Papa, my Af. So what does it mean, Af? What do you mean, even? What do you mean, even a boat? Right? What do you mean, even a boat? What does it mean, even? Why? The Tanakhama said that if you touch a klicheres, it becomes tamei. Even a boat! Even a boat what?
No, so if you sit on a klicheres, it's
tahar. If you sit on a klicheres, it's tahar. And if you touch a klicheres, it's tamei. And what about a boat? And a boat of klicheres is tamei. Sitting on the boat, not sitting on it, touching it. If you touch the boat, tame. Like Chananya said. Also a boat. Also a boat what? Also a boat is tahar? That doesn't make any sense. Right? Doesn't make any sense.
I was thinking going on the original thing, the tahar.
What?
It doesn't say af. It doesn't say af by that case. What are you going on?
Rabbi Yossi said, I said two words. Af asvina. Also a boat. What do you mean also a boat? What does it mean also? That can't be right. Ella Amar of Papa Hachikamar. Here's how to read that following brisa. Midras Klicheres Tahar. There's no such thing as Midras by Klicheres. Why is there no such thing as Midras by Klicheres? We'll see that in 2 minutes. There's no such thing. Mago Tame. Mago touching Klicheres? There is such a thing. Yeah, absolutely. Vishal eight. What about wood? What about a wooden keli? Bein midraso, bein mago, tame. That's all tame. Right? Usvinas hayardain. What about a boat in the yardain? Is tahora, kitana didan. Like our Mishnah said. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afasvina tamegi chananya. Even a boat is tame, like Chananya said. Now that makes perfect sense. Okay. Now, umidrash licheres menolan tatar. How do you know there's such a thing as tahora by licheres? Midras by a klicheres. Okay? But there's only Tumas Midras by a Zav, a Zava, and a Nida. Okay? There's no klicheres by a guy who's Tamei Meis. No such thing. So, now what we say, there's no such thing as Tumas Midras by a klicheres. How do you know that? Amar Chizki, the Amar Kra, it says like this, the Ish Asher Yiga b'mishkavo, that a man will touch his own bed. It's talking about a Zav. Right? So, makish, mishkavo, lo. We make a hekish from the bed to himself. Mahu isle tahara b'mikvah. Af mishkavo, nami isle tahara b'mikvah. Just like you yourself can go to the mikvah and become tahar, so too anything else that can go to the mikvah to become tahor. Kli cheres doesn't go to the mikvah. It can't go to the mikvah. Therefore, it can't become tahor. Okay? Now, by the way, he points out over here, the Gilead Hashas points out, this is not really a hekesh. A hekesh is you have two concepts in the same pasuk, and you make a comparison. Here you're comparing, it's only one thing in this pasuk, which is the guy himself, the Zav himself. But it's like a hekesh. It's like it.
Really just clarifying the rule.
Exactly, it's clarifying the rule. The Gemara, there's nothing else to call it. The Gemara calls it a hekesh. It's not really a hekesh. What is it? Well, a Zav can go to the mikvah. So anything he touches also can go to the mikvah. And Tosfos points out, a Zav doesn't go to the mikvah. A Zav goes to something called a mayim chayim, a bare mayim chayim. Has to be flowing water. All right, Tosfos, let's not get so technical. It is a way to become tahar. There's a way to become tahar. Okay? So therefore, a kli cheres, it can never become tahar. You have to break it. So therefore, there's no tumas midget by a kli cheres. Okay?
What is my go tummy? I mean the outside, touch the inside or the outside?
So by a kli cheres, it depends what it is. By a kli cheres, you have to touch the inside. We're going to see that in a minute on Amid Beis. We'll see it in Amid Beis. Tana Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Tana, a similar idea, a very similar thing. Kimishkav nidasa yiyela. Right, the pasuk says by Yenida, also this tumas midras by Yenida, that the whatever she laid on will become tummy like her. Makish mishkav, the thing she laid on to her. Ma hi isle tahar b'mikvah. Just like a nida can yes go to the mikvah. Af mishkava nami isle tahar b'mikvah. So too, anything she sits on or lies on can be something that can go to the mikvah. Yot afuke klicheres, that excludes the klicheres, the less late tahar b'mikvah. There is no such thing as tahar b'mikvah. Klicheres cannot go. Okay? Now, Masav of Ela. Rav Ela asked the following question. Mapatz b'meis menayim. What about a mat? What about a mat? It's pshute kliates, right? It's pshute kliates. Normally the rule is pshute kliates cannot become tamei. But here it's a mat, you can lie on it. You can lie on it. So can it become tamei tamas midras? It can't become tamei. If you touch it, it won't become tamei. Because it's pshute kliates. Pshute kliates, the rule is there's no tumah. But here, you made it to lie on. That's what it's made for. It's made to lie on. We would never say, can you please get up off that mat? I need to use it. What do you mean? That's what it's made for. Right? It's made for that. Look at Rashi. Look at the bottom Rashi. Shehu tamei. Masav Rabbi Loi. Mapas b'meitz menayim. A mapas b'meitz. How do you know that a yes can become tamei? Right? Look at Rashi. Shehu tamei. Lefi shem matzinu. She pshute kliates tahorin. We know that pshute kliates are tahar mitumas maga sheretz. They become tahar if a sheretz touches it. Why? It's just a rule. Why? Because we're going to see, we learned out of sack. That a sack is something that you can use empty and full. A pshute kliates, something you can do with it if it's pshute kliates. You can't put anything on it. It's not a receptacle. It's just a piece of, so here, I made a mat out of it. Now I can lie on it. So, minayin shekli haroi lemishka v'mosha, a kli that you can normally lie on, mekabel tumas maga b'meis. Can yes become mekabel tumas maga? Normally, pshute kliates not. What about over here? Says the Gemara, v'dinhu, it's a kavach omer. What's the kavach omer? Ma pachim kitanim. You have a small jug. Right, pachim kitanim, right? Everyone knows what pachim kitanim are. Small jugs. Shetaharin bizav. They are tahar by a zav. There's no way that a zav can make a pachim kitanim tummy. There's no way. Why not? We'll see in a minute why not. So a pachim kitanim, which are tahar. Timei and bimeis. But if a dead body touches it, it'll yes become tamei. So mapat, a mapat, shemetame bizav, that becomes tame tumas midras. Eino din shiyetame b'meis. So can it become tumas meis? What's going on here? So let's look at Rashi. Top Rashi. What do we say? That a kli, a pachim kitanim of made out of earthenware, a zav can never make that tame. Right, you hear that, Marcel? A pachim kitanim, small little jug, made out of earthenware, can never become tamei by a zav. A zav could be with it all day long, there's no way he can make it tamei. Why not?
How small?
It's small. It's so small that you can't stick your finger inside. So therefore, the entrance, the opening is narrow. You can't stick your finger inside. So how on earth can a zav make it tame? Why? Says Rashi, shalcheres. It's made out of earthenware. Shetaharim bezav. She'ena metamen al yado b'shum tuma. There's no way that a zav can make this tame. Why not? Because dila midras lo chazi. You can sit on it. The ain ocean li yeshiva. It's not made to sit on. It's a jug. You don't sit on that. V'od she'en shalcheres. It's also, by the way, we said there's no tumas mizrach becheres anyway, right? Also, ubamaga lo litamo. He can't make it tame by touching it. Why not? The ein mitumas elam aviron. The only way to make it becheres tame is by the airspace. The ein yochel lahachnas etzbalatochan. You can't put your finger in there. B'nation shapientar. It's very narrow. The opening is very narrow. Ubeheset lo. What about moving it without touching it? I'll move from here to there. So that also doesn't work. Why? To askir rachmana b'loshen negiyah, because the Torah used heset, which means moving it without touching it or pushing it. Dechal she'ena matam b'maga ena matam b'heset. That's a separate rule. If you can't be matam something by touching it, you can't be matam something by moving it. Uba orvah rotav amar nami hachi legabi tumas masa. Same thing with tumas masa. What about carrying it without touching it? Es sheba b'chlal maga ba b'chlal masa. If you can touch it, then you can be to make a tana by carrying it. But if you can't make a tana by touching it, you can't make a tana by carrying it. Listen to this, Rashi. Afal pi she'efsha liga b'chod atzaira. But you can take a hair and stick the hair into the inside of the kli. Can't you do that? It's not that small. A hair will fit in. You have a hair in your head. Let's say you're a woman. She take a long hair. She can take a strand of the hair and stick it into the airspace of the kli. Says Rashi. Afal pi. The se'er hazav metame. The se'er of hazav is metame. Hachanami kol haroi. So the answer is doesn't matter. Kol haroi lugias basaro. The kicker is that the kli has to touch the flesh. Has to touch your finger. The hair. It's not a good out. It sounded good. It's not good. Lahachli afkei rachmana b'lashin lugias basar kedekziv and again b'basar hazav. That's how the Torah goes out of it. It says b'basar hazav. Lafuke to exclude, you have a beard, you can stick the hair that doesn't work. You can do it, doesn't work. So, there's no such thing, a Zav can sit with this Pach and Ketanim all day long, he's never going to make a Tame. Nevertheless, a Tame mace, that, well, no problem. Right? No problem. Right? Well, how's it going to become Tame Tumas mace? Through Ohel. It's a dead body in the same room with this Kli, the Kli will become Tame. No one touched it. No one can touch it. Doesn't matter. Tumas ohel. So now you have a mappet, a mat made out of wood. She'eno shematame bezav, that it can become tame tumazav. Has it become tame tumazav? Midras. Eino din she'e tame mace. So why not? Says the Gemara. Va'amai halas le'tahar b'mikvah. But this can't go into the mikvah. Why can't it go into the mikvah? Did you ever hear of putting wood in the mikvah? Tosa says you can do it. Rashi here says you can't. Huh? Beds are made out of wood. Wood? So says Rashi, look at Rashi, it's the last Rashi by the skinny lines. He says, the chiksif tvila, where does it say tvila? Twice in the Torah. Parshas Shrotzim, or Parshas Midjan. Ksiva. The hanach kelim dechsivi hasam, yalfin luhu tvila. Whatever Kaylee's mentioned there goes into the mikvah. Aval pshute kliyeh. I'm sorry, Mati. Pshute kliyeh. Delo nichtivu sham l'inyan tuma. It never says pshute kliyeh. Lo yalfir l'hul tefila. There's no such thing. V'les l'utavar mikvah. There's no tahara in the mikvah. The halo ksivimu. Doesn't say it. Kihechi the ochel umashke. Food and drink can't become tahara in the mikvah either. There's not. Why? Never says in the Torah. Right? Never says. So Pshut HaKliyeh cannot go into the mikvah. Right? Says answers. So you hear the kasha? How can you suggest there's a Kal V'Chomer here that Pshut HaKliyeh can go into the mikvah, that the Pshut HaKliyeh can become Tar Tumas Meis, but they can't become Tar? Says the Gemara, Amar Lei Rabbi Chanina. No. Shiny Hasam. It's different over here by wood. However, it could be minyano. But a wooden keli, like Mati just pointed out, like a bedpost, or a wooden keli that has a receptacle, can go into the mikvah. So there's wood in the world that can go into the mikvah. So therefore, Pshut Nikliyet, that he made into a mat, can also. I'm a lay. But however, Kli Cheres never goes into the mikvah. There's no Kli Cheres in the world that ever goes into a mikvah. Right? Not if it's with a Kli, with a shape. Doesn't matter. You have to crack it. There's no such thing as it never goes. So I'm a lay. Rachmana Litzlan Haidai. Rachmana Litzlan, what kind of svar is that? So I'm a lay. Adarabba. Rachmana Litzlan Haidai. It's never on you. Right? Right? No, you don't see this. It's very rare. Anyway, time of my. What's the reason of Rabbi Chanina? What's the reason of Rabbi Chanina? That what? That held that something in the category, like Pshutikli Yates, right? Can become Tameh, even if it itself doesn't go into the mikvah, as long as there are things in its, like it, in its min, that do go to the mikvah. What's the reason for that? You hear what he's saying? What's his reason? He said that Pshutikli Yates can become Tameh, but it can't go to the mikvah. The answer is, but there are eights, Caleb, that do go to the mikvah. However, by Kli Cheres, it never goes to the mikvah. So there's a big difference between Pshutikli Yates and Kli Cheres. A big difference. What's his svara? So it's logic, right? So he's going to have a pasuk anyway. What's the pasuk? Trade Kroik Sivi. Because when it comes to a Zav, there are really two psukim. Tziv, it says, Ish Asher Yigah B'Mishkavo. Right? Uksiv, it says, V'kal HaMishkav Asher Yishkav Alav HaZav Yitma. It says it twice. Right. Once it says Hamishkavo, and then it says the thing he lost. Like it says it twice. Why say it twice? Haketad. It's also there. Also, one. The first pasuk seems to imply that whatever the zav lies on has the same din as the zav. Right? Because it says Mishkavo. It's like his. Same din as him. The second pasuk says there's a Mishkav over there, a bed over there, and I'm over here, and the twain shall never meet. So how do you reconcile that? How do you reconcile that? So trade cards, Haketad, Yesh Bimino. Here's a thing, very simple. If it's in the category, Afagav Deleta Tahar Mikvah, a wooden mat cannot go to the mikvah, but wood can. So therefore, Yesh Bimino. Therefore, it can become Tameh. Afagav Deleta Tahar Mikvah, even though this wooden keli cannot go to the mikvah. Why can't this wooden keli not go to the mikvah? Because it's Pshutei Kliyeis. But there are wood keli that do go to the mikvah. Therefore, this Pshutei Kliyeis can become Tameh. Ein Bimino. Ein Bimino. But if there's nothing in the world that ever will go to the mikvah, for example, Cheres, Kli Cheres will never go to the mikvah, then Makish Mishkav Halo. Then it's compared to the Zav himself, and there's no way it can become Tameh. There's no way it can go to the, no way it can become Tameh. Exactly. Okay. Rava Amar, Rava says, it's a very similar idea. Kli Midras, Kli Cheres, Tar Mihacha. A different pasuk to teach me the same din. That what? That a Kli Cheres can never become Tamei Tomas Midras. What's the pasuk? It says, V'chol Kli Pasuach, any Kli that's open, Asher Ein Tzamid Pasulalav, which is not sealed, can become Tamei. What about how Yesh Tzamid Pasulalav? What if it is sealed? Tar who? It's Tar. It says Tar, right? What kind of kli is this? Milo Askinen, aren't we talking about the achadin al ishtonida that you set it aside to be a stool for your wife, the nida? Why does it have to be that way? The cover rachmana tar, it's still tar. The nida sat on it. And maybe it's designated only for sitting. The answer is, it's not too much mitzvah by a kli charas. Okay? Okay. Sometimes it's lucky not to have to give that on Thursdays. Because this next Mishnah here is impossible. The Gemara tomorrow is impossible. This Mishnah is impossible. We're going to say, I'm just going to read the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is, it says as follows. You ready? Menayin la'aruga. Again, we're talking about asmachtas from Sukkim that have nothing to do with the halacha that we're teaching. So menayin la'aruga. How if you have a patch? Shehu shisha al shisha tvachim. The patch of grass of a field is 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. It's a very small area. Shazorim besocha chamisha zeronim. You could plant 5 different vegetables in this patch. 5 different vegetables without violating klayim. What does klaya mean? Klaya means that they're not allowed to be go together. So the truth is, the minat Torah, klaya means you mamish two together. There's a Mishnah that says if you have cucumbers on this side of the wall and then tomatoes on the other side of the wall, and the only thing separating them is a wall. How big is that wall? A wall. Underneath, there's no shiloh that they're intermingled. There's no shiloh intermingled. You know what? It doesn't make a difference. Why? Because the issue of klayim goes by vision. How does it visually look? The answer is a wall here.
But the klayim in Torah is when you take in your hand seeds.
Correct.
Seeds in your hand.
Correct. So the midrabanan, it has to be that it's visual. So here you have none of this. We're going to configure it in such a way. We're going to configure it in such a way where it doesn't even look bad. And they're far enough apart, it doesn't even look bad, it's not a problem. How? 5 vegetables I can get here. How? Dalet al dalet ruchos, right? So it's a square. So a square has 4 sides. So on each side of the square, you plant a different vegetable. V'haruga achas be'emtza, and one little thing in the center. It's all far enough away from each other. It doesn't look bad, and it's talking not bad. Shit, now how do I know I'm allowed to do this? Shinemar, it's a pasuk, it says, ki ha'aretz totzi tzmacha, ukigana zareha. Zareha. Hatzmiach zara lo nemar, era zareha. Right, which is Lashon Rabbim, and now the Gemara says, my mashma. Well, how'd you get 6 out of that pasuk? Right? Again, that pasuk says, ki aretz totzi tzimcha ukigana zeru'eha tatzmiach. Right? So how do you get 6 out of that?
5.
I'm sorry, 5. How do you get 5 out of that? So, my mashma, Amar Yehuda, ki aretz totzi tzimcha. Totzi chad. That's 1. Tzimcha chad. Hare tre, that's 2. Zeru'eha is plural. That's tre. It's another 2. Ha'arb, that's already 4. And the last word, tatzmiach, chad, hari chamisha, that's 5. Now, the kim lehu l'rabbanon, the Rabbanon had a tradition. The Rabbanon had a tradition. The chamsha b'shita, that 5 vegetables in a 6 tefach area, lo yinaki mehadadi, they will not nourish one from the other. Now, as I just said before, it means it will not look like they're nourishing one from the other. Right? And therefore, it's not a problem.
It depends on their position.
It depends on their position. So I just told you. That's the whole daf now. Tomorrow is going to have funny positions. But bepashtus, one on each corner, one on each row of the square. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, each side of the square, one in the center. It doesn't look like they're being yonic. We have a tradition that the shear to be separated for the vision is enough tfachim that this is not going to be a problem. And it's not a problem. Now, Tosfos has a whole long thing. Then what do we need the pasuk for in Yeshaya? Then what did that pasuk do for me? If I have a tradition, Rashi says, I think Rashi called it halacha l'moshe v'sinai. If I have a halacha l'moshe v'sinai like this, then what do we need an asmachta from a pasuk in Yeshaya that has nothing to do with this anyway? That pasuk is not about klai, hilchas klayim, right? That pasuk is a musar about klai Yisrael. But, so what do we need a pasuk for? Okay, to figure all that out. So that's the bottom line. It's a square. 5, 4, 1 on each row, 1 in the center, so you get 5, it's a 6 tefach area, it's all okay. Now we're going to continue more about that discussion, so we get to the end of it.
One seed in the center, or one?
One row, one whole row. Look at the pictures.
The center's not a row, is it a dot?
So look at the pictures, all the pictures.
One little patch.
One little patch.
Okay.
All right? Yeah, a little patch. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.